love.
Here we go.
Because the run on just got a little bumpy.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
In a season where the Brisbane Broncos have won just three games, paid out coach Anthony Seibold with 3 years to run on his contract, and lost rising star David Fifita to the Gold Coast Titans, tonight, MG, they take on the Cowboys knowing that a loss will hand them the first wooden spoon in the club's 32-year history.
Yeah, in summary, a season from hell. Couldn't explain it any other way. And tonight they'll be out to atone and try and salvage something from a dreaded season where everything's just gone from bad to worse. And tonight against another team who struggled in the Cowboys. So, look, while this isn't a game to get that excited about as far as New South Wales players and people go, it's fascinating to see that the Broncos might get their first ever wooden spoon since 1988.
Queensland pride on the line tonight.
Unbelievable.
Thursday night footy, we're counting you down, got you covered all the way through to kickoff. NRL prime time from 7 o'clock with yourself, MG, Wendell Saylor, Dan Ganane. That's your cool team. Ben Dobbin, our man, on the sideline for this one tonight. Lots to get to before then, though. We want to delve into the teams that aren't going to play finals, MG. You're going to have a look.
Yes.
And decide which team is closest to a premiership.
Out of the teams that are in the current bottom eight, I'm going to forecast which team is closest out of them to winning the premiership.
A bit of a surprise?
Well, it would all be a surprise, wouldn't it, if I picked any one of them teams?
Yeah, that you can pick one is a surprise.
Yes.
Wendell Zaylor's going to join us just before 7 o'clock. We're going to talk through all the twists and turns that may happen in this final round of the NRL regular season. But up next, we need to get our man Brent Reed involved because Manly, in the quest to replace Adam Fanua-Blake, they know who they want, but there's another club who wants him as well. We'll find out who it is next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Triple M rocks the footy Thursday night. Broncos Cowboys cannot wait for this one.
Oh, look, it's as far as luster goes for the game, it's not that much. But I suppose the biggest point about the night is to see if the Broncos get the wooden spoon. That's 1988 they've been in. They've won six competitions. It'd be a dark day in Bronco land if they get it.
One man who might be feeling it more than most is this gentleman. The irreplaceable Brent Reed, something we don't like to promote too much about you, Reedy, is that you are actually a Queenslander.
And massive, massive Broncos fan, and Broncos that's why he's coming last in the tipping comp in the Telegraph.
Yes, can we point that out? That needs to be pointed out because I'm starting to cop a bit of flack.
Yeah, that's why I'm giving you the platform to explain yourself. You tip them every week.
People need to realise that it's about being loyal. Your loyalty, that's what it's about. That's
it's embarrassing, Reedy. Your face is in the paper every day, right down the bottom of that tipping comp.
I'll tell you what makes it worse. The bloke coming second last is Buzz. So I'm beneath Buzz.
Well, you can't tip, but you can break a story. What's the latest at Manly? Adam Fanua-Blake is gone. What are they doing about replacing him?
Yeah, look, they're in the mix for young Jack Hetherington from Penrith, the Penrith firebrand. There's a few clubs in for him. The Warriors are very keen to keep him. They had him on loan this year, but I think they think that it's not going to happen, but Manly is certainly in the mix for him. In Canterbury, but I believe they're keeping a watching brief on it. I think Trent Barrett's spoken to him, so it looks like it's a straight shootout between Manly and the Bulldogs. Manly, now that Adam Fanua-Blake's gone, they've extended out Taniela Paseka, but I think they realise they need another front rower. And Hetherington, who's been given permission to negotiate, he's got a year left in his deal at Penrith. He's the man they've identified.
Well, his stocks rose dramatically in his stint with the Warriors. In fact, he was one of the real highlights of this COVID lockdown period when he played for the Warriors. And look, we all know he's a great player. We just know that his fuse is very short. And he controlled that beautifully with the Warriors, and he became a leader. And I think that's what's really a highlight of other clubs wanting to sign him. And if the Manly and him make a really good match. And if I wasn't aware that Penrith gave him the opportunity to seek another club. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. I believe Penrith has basically said to him, look, you can have a look around and come back to us after you've done that. The other interesting one, the other fit or perfect fit there seems to be at Manly is Kieran Foran. We spoke about it the other day. It's nudging closer to becoming a reality. It's not there yet, but it's getting there.
And we hear he wants to play hooker.
Look, I'm not sure about that, MG. I heard Kate Cuss would probably move to hooker. I'm not sure whether that's something that's been put out there to perhaps pacify young Josh Schuster, because obviously we've seen his manager's got a bit up. They're suggesting his manager might ask for release if Kieran comes to the club. I think the club's pretty comfortable that Schuster will stay. They see him as their long-term number six. So I think the club's sort of downplaying that. They think that won't happen, that Schuster will be happy to stay and potentially learn off Kieran. And, you know, Kieran's a great bloke to learn off. So, you know, I think it would seem a pretty happy result if they get Kieran there for Schuster. I think it helps Schuster.
Tonight we've got the big boy right next to me in commentary, but his young bloke, Tristan Saylor, is rumoured to maybe heading elsewhere or rugby union, Reedy.
Well, I did a bit of digging around this today, MG, just because I know Wendell's one of our favourites. I just was trying to find out whether there was interest in him from the NRL, but I understand there's also some rugby interest. So he could follow in the footsteps of the old man, Tristan, do the old code swap.
Well, he'd be good. He's fast. He's skillful. He could be good fly half, a good halfback, good winger, anywhere in the back line, really.
Well, yeah. I believe he played rugby at school. You might have to check that with Wendell later on, but apparently he did play rugby at high school. So he's got some experience in that game.
Now, before we go, Reedy, South Sydney, Joseph Suaalii is the name that they've been back and forthing on for however long, but Latrell Mitchell is the other one that they might be sitting down and having talks with soon.
Well, it's interesting, because we always talk about Suaalii, but people have forgotten they've got a pretty good fullback there in Latrell Mitchell, and he's one of those guys who on November 1 is able to get formal offers from rival clubs, and I would think if he gets to November 1, Latrell, I mean, the way he's playing before he got injured, he'll be in demand. So South want to sit down with him when their season's over. I reckon they'll try and knock it over pretty quick. I think Latrell looks pretty happy, and South are pretty happy with him. So they're hoping they can knock something over pretty quickly and extend Latrell out for a few more years.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think he's really comfortable with the Rabbitohs. He started to look fantastic just before he got injured. So let's hope that he signs a long-term deal with the Rabbitohs.
All right, Brady, well, you are down the arse end of the tipping comp, but tell us, who do you think wins tonight?
Brisbane. Oh. It needs you ask.
What's the score going to be?
What do they say?
Fool me once.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, yeah.
Shame on you.
I just spoke about loyalty.
Reedy's been fooled 20 times this season. Brett, mate, appreciate you.
17.
We'll chat to you next week, mate.
See you, brother.
See you, guys.
MG.
He's a good boy.
He's a good man. He's a rubbish tipper. Hey, coming up next, you've broken out a new workbook for this.
I have.
There are permutations, twists and turns we need to discuss in this final round.
Got my A4 paper here.
You figured out everything.
Oh, not everything, but mostly everything, yeah.
You know who the Panthers are going to play week one. You know whether the Knights and the Rabbitohs are playing at home week one.
It's called the scenarios.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're getting ready for Thursday night footy. The Broncos taking on the Cowboys, MG. There are plenty of permutations.
Oh, stop using my word, will you? I know. Come on, you bagged me for using that word earlier in the year, and now you can't stop using it. Permutations.
It's a great word. Round 20, final round of the NRL season.
Yes.
There's things to talk through in this final round. Let's just lock some things away so we stop worrying about them. Firstly, wooden spoon.
Yep.
If the Broncos lose tonight, they get it. Who do you think gets it?
The Broncos deserve it. Broncos. The Bulldogs don't deserve to be wooden spooners. Broncos deserve to be wooden spooners, Broncos.
All right, lock it away, open up your cutlery drawers, Brisbane. You're getting your first wooden spoon. Done. Now let's focus on the top eight. What we know for certain is that the Panthers will finish top.
Yep.
Sharks will finish eighth.
Storm second.
And Storm will finish second.
That's locked in.
Those three things are locked away.
They're locked in. Yep.
Everything else, there's some juggling to be done.
There is.
Firstly, let's start down the bottom end. Knights, Rabbitohs, they will play each other first round. Who do you think will get the home final?
Well, it depends. Because if the Titans beat the Knights like I think they might, and the Rabbitohs prevail, the Rabbitohs will get the home semi. Because I don't think the Rabbitohs want to play Knights up at McDonald Jones Stadium first week of the semi-finals. Okay. So I'm going to say that the Rabbitohs will get the home semi-final because... No, they won't. They won't beat Roosters.
Okay, so it stays as is.
Stays as is.
Week one, you'll see the Knights hosting the Rabbitohs McDonald Jones Stadium. Okay, now we've got sixth and seventh locked away. And this is where it gets interesting at positions 3, 4, and 5 on the ladder. If you're playing along at home, I hope you're keeping up. Panthers.
Locked in.
Who will they be playing week one of the finals?
They'll be playing Parramatta.
So you think Parramatta, who are currently level on points with the Roosters...
Will beat the Tigers.
You've already tipped the Roosters to beat the Rabbitohs. So they stay as is.
And I think the Sharks will beat the Raiders in that depleted team. I think the Sharks will get over the Raiders and they'll stay on fifth.
So that leaves us with a situation, a first week of finals, where the Panthers will play the Eels.
Yep.
Storm will play the Roosters. Yep. Oh, mouthwatering. Raiders will take on the Sharks again.
Again. So it's a little booby trap that Ricky Stewart set. He's playing them this week depleted. Then he'll play in week one of the semi-finals full strength. But semi-finals, be careful what you wish for, Ricky, because the Sharkies won't be laying down. I'll tell you that.
So who do you think is most fearful of those finals matchup, given how it plays out?
I think the Rabbitohs against Knights up there at McDonald Jones Stadium has got to be very wary because obviously the Eels going to Penrith Stadium where they haven't had much joy is another one, but the most mouth-watering of a lot of them is the Storm versus Roosters. Wow, my goodness, that could be the grand final. But one of them have got to go the hard way. You know, after getting beaten in that first week, one of them got to go the hard way.
And a long way around.
I think it might be the Storm.
Really?
Yeah, I do. there's so many permutations. First week of the semis, the Raiders will play the Sharks, and that won't be a one-way traffic as everyone thinks. But Knights and Souths, the Souths have got to bounce back from that horrendous game last week against the Bulldogs. But let's give credit where credit's due, and the Bulldogs deserve some credit for that. But I think Penrith would be more wary of the Roosters than any other team in the comp.
Okay. From MG's perspective, the ladder finishes after this round as it stands currently, which will see us have a Panthers, Eels, Storm, Roosters, top four finals, semis, Raiders, Sharks, Knights, Rabbitohs, semi-finals. I can't wait for that. I also can't wait for you, MG, to answer the next question, which is which team not playing finals this year is closest to the premiership?
Let me close my eyes and put the blindfold on and go, boom, there we go. Yep, them.
MG's going to answer it next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Getting ready for Thursday Night Footy.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Getting ready for Thursday Night Footy. The Broncos taking on the Cowboys. Kickoff about an hour at 10 away in this one. NRL prime time from 7 o'clock. Wendell Saylor, Dan Ganane and Ben Dobbin on the sideline for that one. The Rush Hour is brought to you by our mates at Mitsubishi MG.
How good are they?
They're that good because 2020 is full of twists and turns, as we know.
Yes.
We just talked through some of the final round twists and turns that we're going to be navigating.
Scenarios.
But with renowned Mitsubishi reliability, you'll always know the road ahead. Score 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing on Triton GLXR manual with 3-point-tonne towing for just $39.90 drive away. Plus, for ABN holders, it could also qualify as an instant asset write-off. Who doesn't love to write off an asset instantly, MG?
Oh, no, I do.
And with Mitsubishi's 7-year warranty and 3 years free servicing, you get more peace of mind and more time to have the time of your life. ABN holders only, conditions apply. MG, we've spoken about the finals. It's time to look at the other half of the ladder with one of these.
Triple M rocks the footy. And this is the burning question.
You got 8 teams not playing finals this year, MG. Which one of them is closest to a premiership?
Wow, that's a very, very hard question. Let me first say that I think the next 2 or 3, or at least 3 years, winners are in the top 8 at the moment. I think either Penrith, Melbourne, Roosters, Eels, Raiders, or maybe the Knights or Rabbitohs will win the comp in the next 3 years.
So in that case, we're talking 2024.
We're talking at least the 3 years till one of these teams win the comp, and I think it's going to be the Tigers.
Really?
I think the Tigers, when Madge McGuire gets the team he wants, I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. They've got some really good young forwards coming through. We spoke earlier about Stefano from the Eels, Yuta Kimono. They've got to keep Luke Garner. That's a must. There's been talks at Manly trying to get him. They want to keep him at all costs. Young bloke from Queensland, Jake Simpkin. Young hooker, especially he's unbelievable. Who can take over the Harry Grant type role with Little as well. Mofaluma is in career best form. I think he's going to get better and better. Dewey's going to get better and better. They've got a back rower called, as we keep talking about, Sean Blore, who I know intimately, who's going to get better and better. I just believe in the coach more so than anything. I think because he's been there and done it, and he kind of started with his with a blindfold on. At the Tigers, and that's very hard to be a first grade coach when you haven't got total autonomy over your roster, which he hadn't. Most teams, I bet you now that Ivan Cleary has at Penrith, I know Trent Robinson has, I know Craig Bellamy has, I know that Wayne Bennett has.
Yeah.
They've got total control. Des Hasler has. They've all got total control, but Madge McGuire, he started with his hands tied behind his back. Now it's not that wasn't a fair fight. When it's a fair fight with his hands untied, I think the Tigers are going to come pouring.
Well, so this Saturday night, they say goodbye to two icons.
Benji and Chris Lawrence.
Are you at all concerned that they won't have that senior experience figure tying them to the history of the merged club to guide them through this next phase?
No, I don't think so. I think them two guys you mentioned are probably in the top five. Or Benji's the best the West Tigers merger has, and Chris Lawrence would be in the top three or top five of that merger as well. They're also saying goodbye to McQueen, Packer, Elijah Taylor, Josh Reynolds, possibly.
Mm.
So they're getting, it's kind of like a clean slate for the Tigers. You know, it's getting close to what Madge McGuire wants.
Mm.
And I think the closer he gets to what he wants, and he's got to get Luke Brooks moving. He's got to get him doing something. You know, it took him to be involved in a bit of a fracas in the last game till he gets fired up. But I want to see Luke Brooks do that every game. I want to see him get involved. He was telling him halfback of the year 2 years ago. You know, he can play the game. It kind of reminds me a bit of Nathan Cleary when James Maloney was around. You know, you think that he's got the senior player outside of him, so he's kind of handcuffed
defers,
a little bit.
Yeah.
And as soon as, you know, Jimmy Maloney went, we'll look at Nathan Cleary's sale now. And I think the same would go with Brooks. Having Benji there is a presence. Man, that's a big presence to have, a big aura.
Mm.
And I think now when he goes, I think you'll see the best out of Luke Brooks.
Any other team outside the eight you have challenging in the next couple, or in that after that 3 year dominance?
Definitely the Titans. They're, you know, Mal Meninga's he's been their best signing, honestly, because he's the draw card.
Mm.
I'm going to a club if Mal Meninga's there, 100%.
Does your tip change if Brandon Smith somehow makes his way to the Titans, as there's been whispers?
Of course it does. It means they finish in the top four next year.
Ooh.
That's a forward pack to die for. Fasui Malaawi, Fafita, SASA, Proctor,
Smith.
Brandon Smith. Wow. Joy Arrows must be going, what have I done? What have I done?
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. We're getting ready for Thursday night footy. Broncos, Cowboys. Speaking of Broncos, a Broncos legend.
Oh, he's just walked in the building.
He's ready to get involved. He's ready to mix it up.
Baby.
He's pumping it up outside the studio. Wendell Saylor joins us next.
He's still the robot.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Getting you ready for Thursday night footy. Broncos taking on Cowboys. If the Broncos lose, they get their first ever wooden spoon. Not something that would have been allowed to happen in this man's time at the club. Wendell Saylor. Yeah. Hello, Del.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you going?
How are you feeling about the club?
Mate, to be honest, I don't want the club to get the wooden spoon, but if it happens, I'm disappointed for the players of this year.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
They deserve it, don't they? Really?
Yeah, exactly. So I know they've had some injuries and stuff, but at the end of the day, the Bulldogs have, mate, they've tried really hard.
100%.
And I know the Cowboys have had a little bit of the wood on the Broncos, and that game earlier in the year was unbelievable, you know. Remember David Fifita scored that unbelievable try, which he's not playing. But, yeah, you know what, I'm a North Queensland boy, a bit like Gordon Tallis. I'm a North Queensland boy, but I don't want the Broncos to get the wooden spoon, but if it happens... I know a lot of the old boys have been absolutely filthy with how they've gone this year. It is what it is.
Well, there's a bit of breaking news around the Brisbane Broncos. Pete Bedell of the Courier-Mail has just dropped a story that the Broncos are set to offer Craig Bellamy a 5-year deal to join the club from 2022 in a coaching director role
with
Kevvy Walters as the senior coach.
I believe it,
and you know what? I reckon that would be great for the Broncos.
Oh, jeez. They've got Dave Donaghy. He's going up the CEO.
Yeah. It works.
Wow. Melbourne Storm will be filthy.
Can I just say, boys, Kevvy Walters deserves that opportunity.
Oh, of course he does.
Yeah. You know, it's been like he got overlooked for Anthony Seibold, who is, you know, one of my best mates. So I just think the Broncos at the moment need someone who understands the DNA of the club.
Yep.
And that guy now is... Kevvy Walters.
And, I couldn't agree more.
More to play out on that, surely, after 7 o'clock. You two and Dan Ganane and Ben Dobbin will weigh into that topic a little bit more. But before we finish up our show, MG, let's do this.
Rush Hour's rapid fire footy.
Fast footy questions, fast footy answers. Gentlemen, Del, we'll start with you. Speaking of coaching, hypothetical for you. If you got given the head coaching role at a club tomorrow, who's the first person you're calling saying, I need you as my assistant?
Oh, that's a good question. Wow. Anthony Seibold.
Really?
Yeah, look, because I still think he's got to take, obviously, a back seat now. Mm. But I'm telling you, people keep telling me in and around the game he can coach. Everyone's going, oh, look, he can't coach. He can coach.
Mm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I'm taking one of my ex-teammates, Johnny Cartwright, or Steve Georgiou. Yeah. Mm. One of them.
One more, Craig Fitzgibbon.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, this is perfect. You're filling out your coaching box nicely here, gentlemen. All right. That's...
And just for the record, I'll never be a coach.
Yeah, I know for sure. I understand why still I didn't want to coach.
I'll never be a coach. Nice, I'd rather coach my daughter's netball team than a first grade team.
We've spoken, MG, you spoke today about the presence that Benji Marshall has carried with himself on field for the West Tigers. Who was the greatest, who had the greatest presence on field of your teammates?
Oh, Brandy, by a mile. Brandy was, when he led the team out, you knew that you were going to win.
Greater than Freddie?
Yeah, I think so. Because I played longer with... yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Freddie had an aura because he was younger. But and then at rep level, Mount Meninga was just next level.
Wendell?
For me, Alan Langer. I think, you know, everyone knows that Darren Lockyer is probably the greatest Bronco. But I just think when Alf, for his stature and his size... When he, I remember when you were down in games and he'd just do something magical. Mm. And he just competes. And one day I think he took on Les Davidson and Les Davidson just ragdolled him a little bit. But it inspires you, so Alfie, on and off the field as well.
All right, quick one to finish up. Cesar Oliola, recovering from his facial fracture, reportedly was blending KFC. He wanted to eat it that badly. Dale, what's the one meal you would blend up because you love it so much? You'd still eat it blended.
Oh, just anything steak. I just love steak.
And then protein, baby.
Yeah, but if not steak, Macca's, no doubt.
Yeah. NG?
Probably Din Tai Fung.
Awesome dumplings.
Dumplings. Or my wife's, like anything she cooks, probably mixed grill.
You are such a sucker.
Oh, mixed
you
grill. Are such
mixed
a
grill. Oh, steak, chips, eggs.
Yeah. Hey, we got to get out of here. Say goodbye.
He's Del. He's Liam. Wherever you are, stay random.
Thursday night footy coming up. Broncos taking on the Cowboys.
Hey!
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.